This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. All eight of Queen Elizabeth II's grandchildren have stood in silent vigil beside her coffin in London. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The crowds cheered as a motorcade carrying the Queen's eight grandchildren arrive at Westminster Hall. They marched in procession into the hall led by Prince William and Prince Harry in military uniform. A Queen's guard banged a sword three times on the ground before the eight royals stepped up on the platform where the Queen's coffin lay. They stood in silence by the monarch's coffin lying in state, draped in her royal standard and capped with a diamond-studded crown. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukrainian emergency workers wearing protective suits and rubber gloves on Saturday dug up more bodies from a wooded burial site near the town of Izum in territory recently recaptured from Russian forces. Ukraine says hundreds are buried at the site discovered this week, including 17 Ukrainian servicemen found in a mass grave on Friday. There are others who may be civilians buried in individual graves marked with wooden crosses. The causes of death have not yet been established, although residents say some of the dead perished in an airstrike. Ukrainian authorities have said at least one of the bodies had hands tied and rope marks on the neck. Moscow has not commented on the discovery of the graves. It regularly denies committing atrocities in the war or targeting civilians. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned Russian President Vladimir Putin against using weapons of mass destruction, or WMDs, in Ukraine. He said on in a U.S. television interview scheduled to air Sunday night, it would change the face of war. This is VOA News. The president of Kazakhstan has signed constitutional amendments that extend the presidential term to 7 years and bring back the old name of the country's capital. The changes are among political and economic reforms that the president has called for after violent protests rocked the country in January, killing more than 200 people. The unrest reflected widespread dismay with the country's politics, which for over 30 years had been dominated by former President Nursultan Nazarbayev and his party. The amendments signed Saturday extend the presidential term to 7 years from the current five, but also bar any president from running for a second term. The changes also rename the country's capital, Nursultan, back to Astana. Kurdish forces in northeast Syria on Saturday announced the end of a three-week operation against Islamic State group supporters inside the overcrowded and increasingly lawless camp of Al-Hol. They arrested more than 200 people, including dozens of women, discovered tunnels used by jihadis, and seized an arsenal of weapons. The internal security forces of the area's semi-autonomous Kurdish administration carried out the massive sweep of the camp, which houses tens of thousands of relatives of suspected IS members. The number of killings inside the camp had risen recently, as had fears that Al-Hol was becoming the hub from which the jihadi organization was planning its resurgence. Former White House press secretary and current gubernatorial candidate Sarah Sanders is released from the hospital after cancer surgery. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
Former White House press secretary Sarah Sanders was released from an Arkansas hospital Saturday after undergoing surgery for thyroid cancer. Sanders spokesman Judd Deere said following successful surgery on Friday to remove her thyroid and surrounding lymph nodes and in consultation with her physician, Sarah was discharged from an Arkansas hospital cancer-free. Sanders had announced Friday that a biopsy earlier this month revealed she had thyroid cancer. The 40-year-old Sanders is a Republican candidate for governor in Arkansas. Deere told the Associated Press Saturday Sanders plans to resume campaigning soon. I'm Mike Gracia.
Tropical storm Fiona is headed for Puerto Rico, and forecasters are warning it likely will grow into a hurricane before hitting on Sunday with extremely heavy rains. They say the level of rain expected has the potential to cause landslides, severe flooding, and power outages. Forecasters say Fiona could become a hurricane before reaching Puerto Rico's southern coast. Its schedule is expected to pass over or near the island on Sunday night. You can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.